And now it's time for the Noob Corner, the best bonus show for beginners with the absolute amazing Holy Bookworm.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Noob Corner, the newbie show on the Block Party Network. I'm your host, Holy Bookworm, who's excited to learn some newbie information. I hope all your hands are up. Let's dive in. Today, we are talking about glass in Minecraft. You can get glass by smelting sand in a furnace. So go find some sand that's typically by water. Take that, you put that in your furnace, you smelt that, and you get glass. You get glass blocks, then you can take that and make glass panes, which is really cool. You can use it to make windows for your house. You can also use it to make glass bottles, beacons, and a daylight sensor or detector for you Java people. You can color glass. That's right, you don't have to keep it that boring, plain, clear color that it comes in. You can make it something pretty. Just add dye and enhance it to your specified color. It is transparent, meaning you can see right through it. After all, it is glass. If you break glass with any normal tool, you will lose that piece of glass. But if you go and mine it with a silk touch tool, you'll be able to keep that glass block. So very important to remember, if you're going to get rid of glass, have a silk touch, otherwise you're losing all your effort. To smelt, you use the sand plus any fuel source. For stained glass, it takes 8 blocks of glass plus the matching dye of whatever color you want to make stained glass. Some librarian villagers have glass to trade for. Good to know. Here's a fun one for you. Glass blocks cannot be seen through by mobs. So for example, let's say you build a glass house to live in. Don't know why you'd do that, but you could. You might be looking out of your house and you would see a mob staring at you. Don't worry, they're not really staring at you. They can't see through glass, but it might look like they're staring at you. Kind of creepy, but kind of cool at the same time. All right. In Minecraft, as I said, there's multiple purposes for glass, but my favorite purpose of glass is the use of windows. Now, when I first started playing Minecraft years ago, I just built plain houses with wood, and it was boring, square, nothing to it. Very boring. I didn't even have windows. In fact, I didn't know windows were a thing like for the first year I played Minecraft. And I always thought houses just looked weird because there were no windows. And then I was taught about how to make glass in Minecraft and I could add windows to my house. And it is so awesome. You guys, you can make your house in Minecraft look like an actual house because you can put windows in there and it's just adorable. I have to tell you, I love it. I know it's simple and it's kind of silly, but I find it to be one of the cutest things of Minecraft. Because I like the crafting part of that stuff. I like making it look realistic. So able to add windows to that is cute. And then you can add a porch and stuff, make it look like a real house. It's adorable. The other big purpose that I've used my windows for in Minecraft is last season on our server I play on, I built a church and I actually learned how to do the stained glass. And I put stained glass windows on the sides of my church. And I gotta tell you, it was the most beautiful thing I've seen in Minecraft actually. In the years I've played, because it made it look like a church. I mean, it had a steeple, it had a bell, had all these things. There were pews inside. But that stained glass was iconic to what we think of, I think of as churches, is stained glass windows. And it was so pretty. I was able to make different colors and then I could put them in different scopes of next to each other and make neat patterns with them. It was absolutely beautiful. And it created a neat dynamic of the little kind of world we were creating there. So my suggestion is for you to do that. Find a way to use the glass and be creative with it and have a lot of fun. But stained glass is absolutely beautiful and adds a different flair to your build than what you probably even think of stained glass would, because it's just really neat. With that, in the real world, I'm actually dealing with glass problems now because our back sliding glass door literally shattered on the outside a couple weeks ago and we have to get the glass replaced. And the glass guy came and explained to us how they go about doing this. They knock out the glass, they do all this stuff, then they have to put this new glass in and set it in and all this stuff. But you know, Minecraft makes it so much simpler. I can just smelt my sand, out pops a glass block. I can take out my wood block, boop, put it in there, it's done. I wish it was that simple in the real world. Who's ready for a good laugh? That's right, it is time for Holy Bookworm's pun of the week. I'm terrified of elevators, but I'm taking steps to avoid them. Okay, I really like that pun. I gotta tell you, that's really good. The kids at church loved it, so I hope y'all are laughing as much as they were. Probably not, but I can hope so. Thank you guys so much for being here and being part of the Noob Corner. I know that I do not have all the answers to Minecraft, but I'm glad you're learning along with me, and it's a fun ride. Make sure you check out theblockpartymc.com for more Minecraft-related content, all kinds of cool, fun stuff over there. Make sure you like, subscribe, share. Get it out there for more of the Minecraft world to hear. We thank you guys for being part of the Block Party Network. Go play some Minecraft and enjoy smelting some glass.